Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
All right, so the Brewers have a magic number of 2 to lock down a postseason berth, but that's really not where the team has its sights set. They got their mind on bigger things, Jessica.
Okay, I like that.
Much bigger things. There's the magic number of 2 to clinch a spot in the postseason, and then there is this.
The Brewers' magicker number is 11.
Yeah, you got the magicker number.
Magicker. I don't know about that grammar.
Well, that's to clinch the division, but there's even one more step.
Oh, magic.
The Brewers' super magic number, 12.
Yeah, the super magic number to lock up the top seed in the National League playoff race is 12. Credit to Greg Pancake Hill for piecing that together. And a perfect segue to Adam McAlvey, who is roasting in Texas as we speak. Hi, Adam.
Hi. Well, not roasting. It's beautiful. I went out and walked past the Jerry Dome yesterday, and there's 3 stadiums here packed within eye distance because the old Rangers Stadium still stands, and it's used for football and soccer and things like that. So it's stadium central.
Interesting. Kind of out in the middle of the nowhere, though, right? I mean, you're sort of connected to Dallas, but it's really not Dallas.
It's weird, yeah. And there's the Six Flags. I asked someone yesterday if that Six Flags is still operating because I've never seen a ride. But they say it is. Maybe it's just open in the summer and I've only been here early season or late. So, yeah, it's a weird little pocket. But what they do have is that, like, live development like they have in St. Louis and, like, kind of like Atlanta where there's all kinds of stuff going on after the game. So that's fun last night. And last night's game was, some of my broadcaster friends will say, if you're going to lose fast.
Yeah.
And they lost fast last night. So there's a chance to check out some of that.
Well, we've got the magic numbers now, so that's good. We've got that answered. We know what happened last night. We don't want to totally focus on that. But I did want to ask you, because Christian Yelich was back in the lineup last night. What's the latest on him moving forward?
Yeah, that was not a very good win or a good – not it wasn't a win. It wasn't a very good game for the Brewers last night. Base running was bad. They dropped a pop-up. The fifth inning got completely away from Jose Quintana. But the highlight, if you're a Brewers fan, should be that Christian Yelich, his first 3 at-bats, absolutely smoked baseballs. He hit deep flyouts in his first and third at-bats. Both would have been – one. The first would have been a homer at American Family Field. The other one would have been a homer in a couple of parks as well. And then he hit a hard single in the at-bat in the middle. So that was really encouraging after a little less than a week away to get back in the lineup. And we got a chance to talk to him before the game. And he basically said, he knew this would be a big story when he's out of the lineup. And especially coming off the surgery, he gets all that. But that he was never particularly worried that this was going to be like a long-term thing. They just needed to quiet that down. And look, moving forward, they haven't clinched anything as we're sitting here. So all of those warnings aside, I understand weird things happen in baseball, but they've put themselves in a position where they can pick and choose with Yelich, with Jackson Churio, who's just legs don't look right, with Sal Frelick, who's got that, persistent knee thing that kind of every now and then buckles on him. Fans have seen him come out of a couple of games. So they can be careful with some of these guys. But look, remember a couple of years ago, you can't like put rest number one. You have to play to the finish line, as Christian Yelich said yesterday, because you don't want to go into the postseason like you're rolling off the couch again. That's a really fine line and something they're going to have to balance.
Well, and they've been snake bitten the last couple of years. 2 years ago, everything was looking great. Then, poof, Brandon Woodruff with an injury, and he's out right before the postseason. Last year, of course, Yelich was cruising along and having a resurgent season. Then, poof, got an injury, can't play in the postseason. So it's they've got depth, but you also need stars in the postseason to make sure everybody is healthy. It really is a difficult needle to thread.
It is, but also I would just say, Greg, that the postseason is all about just rolling with punches. I mean, remember Freddie Freeman last year could barely walk, had to spend 3 hours or whatever it was with the training staff to get to the point where he could walk with his bad foot to home plate, and he ends up having like this epic all-time World Series moment with the walk-off Grand Slam. you just don't know. And postseason is kind of about surviving and getting the big moment from somebody that you don't expect. That's like so random. And so you throw everything you know about baseball over the regular season, where it's all about averages and long-term and sample size. You completely throw all that out the window, and it's like you're playing a different sport for a month. And everybody understands that. Everybody understands the randomness of it. And I think everybody in the clubhouse understands that bad things are going to happen, and you just have to, like, understand that and roll with them. And you keep got extra guys ready wherever they're going to do that at some stay-ready camp. You know, you just kind of try to survive, and that's what they'll try to do once. But first, look, they got to get it. They have to get it. And magic number two, I think is that what we have, Greg, two or three?
So two to just clinch a playoff berth. It was three going into last night's game, but then there was a loss along the way. So the Brewers didn't need to win to shrink that number. It was more due to a loss that allowed it to shrink.
It's more complicated. It's like it's three with the Giants, but then they can clinch tonight if this long series of things happen. Like four games have to go their way, starting with a Brewers win. And they can clinch that tonight. But look, some people have asked me, like, what will they do? Will they, you know, pop champagne and all that stuff? Well, they will pop champagne, but it'll be like a couple of bottles and they'll have a toast. That's what they did in Miami a couple of years ago, where they toasted the playoff clinch and then saved the party for when you clinch the division. And now they put themselves in strong position there too. So those will come. But you still got to play. You still got to win those games and make that happen.
Adam, on Sunday, I went out to a Packers party outside in the Third Ward. Camp Bar puts it on. They've got the big screen out there. Everybody brings their chairs. It's just a lot of fun to be in the community out there. If you're not up at Lambeau Field, it's a fun way to celebrate. And I bring this up because at one point, the guy came up and he announced, I just want to let you all know, and keep in mind, everybody's there, you know, to see the first game of the season for the Packers. He's like, I just want to let you guys know that the Brewers won. And then everybody cheered. And then he said, I also want to let you know that the Cubs lost their game, and everybody cheered. But I was thinking about this. It's always fun to, like, see the other team supporting each other. And the Brewers, 2 days ago, they put out a social media post. It said, from one Wisconsin team to another, best of luck this season to the Packers. And it just got me thinking, because I love seeing all of that, but like how much time and how much are our players invested? Say the Brewers invested in what happens to the Packers. Do they actually have a lot of time to, you know, if they're not playing, to watch these games? I love the idea that they do, but I just don't really know.
Well, I mean, on Sundays in the baseball clubhouse, you'll walk in and you'll see MLB Network on half of the TVs and NFL pregame on the other half. And after the game, when you come in on football game nights, the football games are always on. But I don't know if it's so much like let's support the Packers as let's see how our fantasy football teams are doing. Because I think every clubhouse in baseball has a fantasy football league that's a big deal. I mean, I did a story going into that when they finally had an off day for the first time in 3 weeks, what different guys were doing. And Ricky Weeks had multiple fantasy football leagues, including one that was with baseball people that goes way back. And the other one I thought was kind of cool that goes all the way back to college, where he stays in touch with college teammates by playing fantasy football. So that is a big deal. A lot of pride at stake in those leagues. And it's funny because you learn a little bit about the personalities of the guys, because certain players, like, they haven't even kicked off week one and they've made like 16 trade offers to their fellow league mates. So you find out which guys are the wheelers and dealers and which ones want to sit back and let things play out. So NFL is definitely a big deal in baseball clubhouses, but I think it's a lot driven by fantasy football.
Okay, good point.
Looking forward to the game tonight. Adam, real quick, if the playoffs started today, if the series started today, would Jacob Mizorowski earn a start in that series, or is he going to be out of the bullpen?
Well, if we're talking about the first round, which looks like a best of five, I think it's going to be out of the bullpen for Jacob Mizorowski. But that isn't a reflection of Miz. It's a reflection of just being all of us reminded that you don't need as many pitchers in a best of five. And you certainly don't need as many starters. And I don't know how you wouldn't start Freddie Peralta, Quinn Priester, and Brandon Woodruff, because they have performed over a long stretch of time. So I think Mizorowski has a lot to earn over these remaining regular season starts, as they think ahead to decisions that they're going to make in the postseason with Miz and Jose Quintana available in a longer series to make a start.
If you're headed to Dallas today, head by Dealey Plaza. In about an hour and a half, Adam will be signing autographs and giving out free hugs in advance of tonight's Brewers game.
Someone's going to ask for a hug.
So go to the closed-down water park that's outside my hotel window, and I'll be signing autographs outside the shut-down water park.
Well, you're a man of the people. Adam at calvybrewers.com. Writer, we appreciate it, Adam. Thank you.
Thanks, Adam.